Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 17, letter number 6416. Baruch Hashem, the 23rd day of Tammuz, Tov Shiat Ches, Brooklyn. And this is a letter also, Laistaruzi, Rav HaGoyen, Vosil Chosid, Rav Olim, a man of character, Morein Nissen Sheichia Talushkin. Now he's become famous, writing the biography of the Rebbe. So again, he wrote, his son wrote the book about the Rebbe's life biography. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe said, it was with pleasantness I received your sefer that's called HaTorah V'Ha'olam, Volume 3. The Torah and the World, Volume 3. Now that book has articles, things that are pertinent during that period of time. The weeks and the month that are coming upon us, maybe about Rosh Hashanah, maybe about Elul and Rosh Hashanah, I'm not sure even about the 9 days, about the 3 weeks. But the Rebbe says, well, you work as you've done in the other volumes in the beginning, you have done here as well. Words of encouragement and arousal to Hashem for his Torah and for his mitzvahs. And the Rebbe prays, Yiratzin, that these words should impact to reveal in the heart of the Jewish man and woman, to wake up within them the source of living waters that is in their soul inside. We all have that source of life. We got to wake it up sometimes. And fitting to what's the intent of it, so that source should be revealed in thought, speech, and action. So it shouldn't just remain with the heart, but that arousal should bring about a change in day-to-day life, that your thought, speech, and action will follow that encouragement that you have been inspired, that inspiration. Because that is what a man is all about. Man is all about is the day-to-day life, to living a Torah Jewish life. And the Rebbe says, how fortunately is your lot, or how fortunately is the lot of one who causes this and brings to this. Similar, there is a known commentary in Chassidus, in the Torah Sadach, the inner meaning of the Mishnah. There's a very famous Mishnah that all people start learning, that Mishnah when they start learning the Talmud. It says, Shnayim oichazim betalis, so literally means two people holding onto a garment and they're fighting. This one says it's my garment, the other one says it's my garment. That's the literal, the discussion in the Talmud. But here, the inner meaning that's brought down in Chassidus, that talis is the surrounding, is that encompasses. That is the transcending light, and that is the spark of goodness which is in the physical matter. So there's a physical matter has a spark of goodness, and that spark transcends that physicality. And two people came and did a mitzvah in the physical. So what they did was, when you do a mitzvah, you take that spark and you sort out, there's a spark in that mitzvah, which is a talis spark, it's a transcending spark, and you have redeemed it from captivity and took it out of exile. Because while it's in the materialism, before you do the mitzvah, it's stuck in there. You did the mitzvah, you redeemed it, and you took it out. And if two people are doing a mitzvah together, each one of these people who are helping for this mitzvah argues that it's him, through his service, he sorted out that spark. and he says, it belongs to me. I'm the one that gets the mitzvah. I'm the one that did the mitzvah. I mean, so it's not just saying two people are arguing about a mitzvah, but two people are arguing about who gets the credit for elevating and bringing this talus and bringing that high nitzvah. Who gets it? And the Rebbe references that this is in, look into the Maimer, Rebbe Eimer, in the year Tavshin, and in the booklet of Learning Hasidus to My Father-in-Law, the Rebbe, in the end of chapter 12. So, the Rebbe says that the person who brings about the mitzvah has a portion in it, and brings this helping people, he gets a section of it. He has a part, he has an argument, he has a hold. It's something that he can take credit for. In other words, if you write your book, or you give your drasha, and you encourage people, and they go ahead and do mitzvahs with this, you have a hold. You're holding on, you claim credit. You can claim credit for it. So the Rebbe, it seems like the Rebbe is just bringing down that he has an argument that it's his, but without concluding over here. Well, the ruling is yachleku, you split it, which means everybody gets a little bit of the credit. You know, you got to split the credit. But in any event, the Rebbe prays for him. And we have to understand, rabbis like Rabbi Telushkin, in those days, were up against a modern world, which was America, which was resisted the old shtetl kind of dedication, and they were considered to be progressive, and the attitudes were considered outdated. He was a rabbi in a shul there, and he was strong. The Rebbe blesses him that you should succeed in all of the above, and for many years to come you should increase your strength to be able to inculcate the light of Torah into the world, and a complete Torah, the external revealed and also the inner. And the Rebbe says true Torah without changes, without compromises. This was the whole movement in the United States at the time, to compromise, to change, to bring in, to make it more, or they thought, make it more accessible. Because the Rebbe says, truth is the same in all places and all times. To the extent to bring down the Torah into the world, that the will be a union from the Torah and the world. And the announcement of the very first Jew, the first Hebrew, Ivri Harishon, Echad Hoya Avram. We say Avram was one. He was the only one. What was his work? What did he do? It says, "Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Kelilim." He proclaimed Hashem, the name of Hashem, God, world, not Kel Ha'olam, God of the world, but the world and God are not two separate things. It's not Hashem is in charge over the world, but there is no separate entity besides Hashem. The world is God, because people will recognize, the Rebbe quotes from the Kutei Torah, Tovim and Beis Dalim Gimel Gil, that there is nothing besides Hashem. World is really a manifestation, extension of Hashem, and it's all really one. The Rebbe is saying that this should be the complete Torah, the inner and the outer, and that the world should all, because his book, it's a play in his book, he writes HaTorah, V'ha'olam, that's the name of the book, the Torah and the world. And the Rebbe is saying the Torah, Hashem, and the world should become one and all one. So, the Rebbe adds a footnote here that he was surprised and also I'm in pain that I found out about the results of those who represent the young with the leadership of the Vad HaRabonim. I guess there was demands of the young rabbis and they had issues with the leadership, with the rabbis. The Rebbe said this did not bring a actual united front. I guess there must have been the young Israel, the young, it was a two groups between, and they couldn't work out, I guess, some sort of a working together. And the Rebbe says that in our days, the Rebbe says, the lack of unity increases discord, separations. And the Rebbe says, my pain and also my surprise are based and understood based on my discussion with Rabbi Goen, Rabbi Bik, that for sure he must have passed along to your honor the headlines of our discussion. But the main point, the Rebbe says, that these young rabbis, as of now, they are in between the heaven and the earth in the spiritual idea, that they're in the middle. Which means like this, they are under pressure, very strong pressure from the left, who is demanding, come down to the earth. We don't want to be there between the heaven and earth. And they don't want them just in the physical, they want materialism. And unfortunately, I've been saying that, Rabbi, it's a pressure not only by the future, what's the promises, but also threatening now and very soon. They are, I mean, the rabbis, if they're not going to give in to the demands, I guess, of some of their presidents and the board of directors or whatever it is, they're under tremendous amount of pressure. So the Rebbe says they are under pressure. If we are not going to very quickly absorb them in a framework which is going to at least protect them from going any lower, so it's very difficult to be responsible what's going to result into. These rabbis are at the fence right now where to go because of the amount of pressure. So the Rebbe says it is very important to bring them in and make them part of this, I guess, that organization, whatever it was, that particular organization that they were talking about, the rabbinic organization, bring them in so that they would get the strength where they belong. And another point, the Rebbe says, Vada Rabbonim, it's called the group, the committee of the Rabbonim. So everybody for sure, the Rebbe says it's known, to anyone who just is reflecting the condition, the situation that has taken place and that the taken over the community, that early the Rebbe says the power of the Rabbonim and their dominance over the community isn't getting any better. It's actually going down. The rabbis are losing a lot of their force. And the Rebbe says also the convention, latest convention of the young rabbis, proved this. So the Rebbe says, when we have the ability to add in the influence of the rabbinic committee and to weaken those who are fighting under influence, and some openly and some behind the scenes, so how could you push away with your own hands a possibility? Bring them in so they can stay strong, so they can influence. The Rebbe says, it appears some of the reasons that not doing it is not for the right reasons, the Rebbe says. Anyways, so the Rebbe is basically at the end writing that, why did you not absorb the young rabbis and bring them in and make them part of the Vad HaRabbonim, about the committee of the rabbis? And the Rebbe says that that would give them the strength to stay strong for themselves. But not only that, the Rebbe says, because the rabbis don't have today too much a say over what goes on in the community. But this way, if they would be able to be part of this, I guess, greater organization, that would give them more leverage. And the letter finishes like that, because Nichta B'tzidei. So before the Rebbe, this is a P.S., but the Rebbe said before, with honor and blessing for health for him and his wife, and the Rebbe talks to him about the great privilege that he has to bringing encouraging people, as the Rebbe brings up.